This gotta go off. It's mad feedback. What up, everybody? This is the Lachey Show. And guess what, y'all? I got a guest co-host in the building today.
Yo.
The one, the only, Apocalypse.
Oh, baby. What's good, sis? Oh, baby.
Apocalypse, I'm glad you're here today.
Glad to be here, man. You know.
A lot of people don't know that. First of all, Apocalypse is family. Anybody who don't know.
It's like being home.
And Apocalypse actually guest co-host for me a couple of times in the past before we all even started the video thing. So we already got like a rapport, and a lot of people was feeling you when you came because something is wrong with you.
Thank you. We do. Well, thank you.
But we glad to have you today. For everybody who don't know, today is Sunday, April 10th. And, Apocalypse, we're going to chime in some topics that's been going on throughout the week.
Let's do it. That's how we do.
But, before we even get into topics, I want to kind of let people know a little bit about you.
What you want to know?
Well, first of all, you're born and raised in Brooklyn.
Brooklyn.
You know, it's so funny, AP, that when you sent me your bio, you didn't just say you was born in Brooklyn, New York. Why did you have to go another further to say that you was born in Bedford-Stuyvesant, Brooklyn? I feel you because I feel the same pride.
I mean, that's what it is. I take it a step further. What? I'm from Fulton Street.
You got... We don't got that on cue? Come on, you got to do better.
I'm from Fulton Street.
Okay, so
babe, I was walking down the street with that, huh?
That's why we here.
Already.
Brooklyn, New York, Bedford-Stuyvesant, Fulton Street. It don't get no deeper than that.
It don't get no deeper than that.
So, yeah, you're born and raised in Brooklyn, Bedford-Stuyvesant.
Yep.
And do you consider yourself to be an underground rapper?
Yeah, all day.
Oh, okay.
All day.
You had to go there with it?
Cruising down on Fulton Street.
Got a theme song. You gotta be proud of that. That's the theme song, huh? It don't say Atlantic Avenue. It say Fulton Street.
All right, you know what? Just let that rock.
We iconic.
All right, just let that rock. Let me sit back for a second.
Fulton, stand up. Y'all know how we do.
All right, everybody in the back and everybody in the chief seats right now. Come on. All right, come on. Let me get this interview popping. We don't got that much time. But anyway, you started rapping. When you started rapping, because I'm going to tell you the truth, I didn't really know, I wasn't familiar with your stuff until...
Well, I started rapping when I was about 9 or 10.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
That's when nobody really cared.
Yeah, nobody cared. I mean, when people started to care, it was like 2000.
Okay, all right.
You know? And I got down with my man, so...
Who your man?
My man Master Ace.
So you telling me that Master Ace is the one who gave you your start?
Yeah, man. Real talk, like, and it's funny because I didn't ask him, like, Ace saw what I had.
All right, to first rewind a little bit.
Okay.
Tell me how you guys met.
Well, I was out here grinding, doing my thing, and I Delicious Vinyl actually caught wind of me, and they wanted to produce my demo and possibly sign me to a deal.
Okay.
So they flew me out to California, and then, you know, Mike Ross, shout out to him, told me, yeah, I'm gonna bring in Master Ace to produce your demo.
Okay.
And I was like, stop lying, like, you playing. He's like, yeah. So Ace came out, you know, and real talk, like, he from day one, he took me in like a brother. Like, he didn't know what was gonna happen as far as with my career or with Delicious Vinyl,
and he was just feeling you.
Yeah, he looked out, like, okay. he came out.
So you did this compilation.
Yeah, did this compilation, and then Ace asked me to get on a record with him for the compilation.
Now, what record was that?
Joint called Observations.
Okay.
And I came through the D&D Studios, RIP D&D.
Mm-hmm.
And
you laid it down.
I laid it down. The funny story was, and this became a constant with me and Ace's thing whenever we recorded. He erased my verse by mistake.
You sure it was by mistake?
I don't know. I mean, I hope it was, but I'm sure it was because I had to get back on the train after I got home.
Wait. Right after?
Right after. I got off the train.
Mm-hmm.
And had a message from him and was like, yo, I need you to come back to the studio. I mean, literally, as soon as I got off the train, I had to get back on
mm-hmm.
and go back out and record.
You wanted that.
Yeah,
you
of course. That. Of course. If you want it, you got to go get
and
it.
And then so after that?
You know, then after that, I did my verse. And then I didn't talk to Ace no more for like 6 months.
Okay.
But then he started doing this thing called the Game Room. Okay. And me and my crew would come through every Wednesday.
You remember me in the Game Room?
Yeah, I remember you in the Game Room. You beat me in a few games of Mario Brothers, I believe. And, you know, took some of my money.
Okay.
You know, but...
Game Room, everybody who used to go out to the Game Room was popping.
That was every Wednesday, I would come there and then go to work because I had a night job.
Yes.
And I would sleep at work from mm-hmm. the Game Room. We would be there partying until about 11 o'clock. I had mm-hmm. fun. But then, you know, he hollered at me like, yo, I think I'm going to work on the album.
Mm-hmm. And that was what? Was
Disposable Arts.
Okay.
And
we approaching, or did we pass the 20-year anniversary of Disposable?
We just passed it.
Oh, okay.
We just passed it. And mm-hmm. he put me on Disposable Arts, and from there, it was just...
It took off.
Yeah, it took off.
So the song on Disposable Arts was...
I was on Too Long, which was the first record, which I love... everybody loves...
The grind. Everybody loves the grind.
No. The grind is on the second.
I know, but I'm just telling
you. Everybody loves the grind.
Okay.
But even on Disposable Arts, everybody loves Take a Walk.
Okay.
My favorite record that I'm on is Too Long.
Okay.
Because it was the first record on Master Ace's comeback album.
Mm-hmm.
So as soon as you put the record on, you hear me.
Right.
And I took that as an honor for Master Ace on his comeback album.
Right.
To put me on the first record. Yeah.
Right.
I really felt like that was meant to happen.
So you must have had some heat.
Yeah, I had something. I mean, I had something. The way the first record even came about was Ace gave me a beat maybe like 2 years before.
Mm-hmm.
I was in the crib writing.
All right.
To the beat, and he called me. So, yo, what you doing? Let's go hang out. I said, right, no problem. Let's go hang out. He said, what's that playing in the back?
Mm-hmm.
I said, well, it's a beat you gave me. I just was in here writing to it. He said, that's crazy because I'm writing to the same beat right now.
Right.
And
that's how it happened.
That's how it happened.
Okay. So what about what you doing now?
Well, right now, I'm running my own situation called 8th Day Music. Me, my
it's
man
a label?
Screw Manu. Yeah.
Okay.
My own label. Me, my man Screw Manu, and my man Boom. And I'm just putting
Screw
my own
Manu.
Boom. And Boom.
Okay.
I mean, you know, we from the hood. You know what I mean? Uh-huh. And just putting my own records out.
They from Bed-Stuy too?
Well, Screw's from the Lower East Side.
Okay.
And Boom is from Bed-Stuy.
Okay.
And
so you got this project. Well, you're working on a project now, but I know recently you have put out another project called
The Wake Up Call.
The Wake Up Call that was getting some type of response online.
Yeah.
So, tell us a little bit about how you came up with that concept.
With The Wake Up Call?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I always felt like I was slept on. You know, even being on records with Master Ace, I mean, I've always been blessed to deal with dudes that was high up in the game.
Right.
So, you know, being around Master Ace, people always looked at me as Master Ace's protege.
Mm-hmm. That's not a bad thing.
No, it's not a bad thing at all. But sometimes when you're in the shadow of a legend like Ace,
you want to shine on your own.
You don't get your own identity.
I feel you.
So sometimes my personality rubs people the wrong way because they expect me to be like Ace.
I feel you.
And we are individuals.
But your gratefulness is dope to me because there's a lot of people that Ace had put on.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people that he had put on and they not humble and they not grateful and people wouldn't even know their name.
Yeah.
Okay, if it wasn't for them. So
exactly.
You know, it's people like you that I think that it's dope that you even acknowledge the fact, respect the fact. You, Torre, you know, and you know, a couple of other people that he has done things for. So
well, but you know what though? Because I don't look at it as business. Like Ace is my big brother. Like, if we never make another record again,
right,
that's still my homie.
Mm-hmm.
So when you look at it that way, like a family way, you're gonna always show that humility towards that person. Like, people wouldn't know who Apocalypse is if it wasn't for Master Ace. That's just a fact.
Right.
Regardless of how much fronting people might do it, that's my homie.
Right.
He didn't have to look out. You know? That's true. So that's true. It is what it is. Like, I'm always here for my dude.
Well, I want people to, when they get an opportunity, to go online and try to find the wake-up call.
iTunes. Go on iTunes.
Matter of fact, it was one particular song on there that kind of stood out to me, and it was about, what was it, calling the officer? What was it?
Mr. Officer.
Was that dedicated to Eric Garner?
Well, it was dedicated to him and other brothers that lost their life.
Oh, okay.
You know, to police brutality. And it's funny because I wrote
No offense to 50 in the house over here.
Not at all, but...
you know, we got a little bacon in the house, right?
Yeah, I know. I seen that thing, so, you know.
You saw that thing
on her head? I saw that thing, so, you know. Yeah. That's why I'm sitting here sweating and, you know. But I wrote Mr. Officer. It's funny because remember right before Christmas when those two cops got killed?
Right.
Mm-hmm. That happened on the corner of my block.
Okay.
So that day, me and my girl was going Christmas shopping.
Oh, you got a girl?
Yeah, I got a girl. But
you got a significant other?
Yeah, of course I do.
Of course?
Yeah, of course.
Why you said of course? Everybody ain't walking around here with significant...
I'm a good-looking brother. I should have a significant other. You don't want me out here, you know.
I ain't know that side of you. I'm sorry, not to cut you off. All right, go ahead. I'm gonna get back to that.
We couldn't get off the block to go Christmas shopping.
Mm.
So I was so mad that I went in the house.
Was you mad or was you glad?
Nah, it was kind of cold that day.
Yeah,
I was so mad that we had to stay in the house. Uh-huh. I live in the projects. The heat was on Africa.
Right.
So it was like, you know what? Let me write this record. I wanted to write it from the perspective of the people. Because I already knew it was going to become, the cops are dead. And you know, God bless those brothers that lost their lives. But sometimes you have to create a dialogue. That's just what I wanted to do. And then I grew up with Eric Garner's sister.
Shout
to Leisha. And so I just wanted to put it out there.
So it's personal.
Yeah, exactly. It's very personal because it could be me.
I feel you.
You know, walking anybody. Down the street, anybody. So I just wanted the people to know why we was mad.
Right. I feel you.
That's all.
Well, I really like that song.
Thank you.
And I want people to definitely check out The Wake Up Call.
Yeah, check that out. Go on iTunes.
It's on iTunes, on Spotify, all of that.
iTunes, Spotify, wherever you can download music, that's where it's at.
Yeah. Yeah, support that because, you know, the Pop Apocalypse, you're a good dude.
Thank you.
Let's get a little bit back into that girlfriend situation. Like you were saying, you know, you're a handsome young man,
Thank you.
One thing I do want to say about you is that, you know, I follow you on Facebook.
Okay.
That I really admire the relationship that you have with your son.
You make him, you raise him.
It's not that easy for everybody.
Yeah, true that.
You know what I'm saying?
Well,
you don't got to sweat yet. We just starting. We just starting out. So, you know, you on there, you got pictures with him, y'all be wrestling, and it's just that, you know, that bonding that y'all have, like, I admire that a lot because it's not a lot of men that step up and actually put in that work like you do. It's to be admired. So I just wanted to tell you that.
Well, shout out to Amari, who should be in church.
Shout
right
out
now.
To Dr. Givens.
Dr. Givens, exactly.
Dr. Givens.
Shout out to Dr. Givens.
Shout out to you. And so I'm assuming that the girlfriend that you speak of, that's not Amari's mother, is it?
No.
Oh, okay.
Not at all. I mean, we're cool, but that's not.
Okay, so your girlfriend, how long y'all been together?
Going on 4 years now.
Oh, so it's serious.
Yeah.
So you off the market.
Yeah.
So everybody that's watching that might, you know, think they got a chance, there's really no chance.
Nah.
Okay,
so
4 years.
She's Cuban, so, you know.
She's Cuban?
Yeah.
So she'll cut somebody?
Oh, yeah, she tried to cut me a few times.
Oh, yeah?
Shout out to Marissa.
Shout out to Marissa. And so your babe moms, like what kind of relationship y'all got?
We have a great relationship.
She's
a great mother to my son. So my son, because of her, my son is 5 years old. He reads on a third grade level.
Okay.
He speaks fluent Spanish.
All right. Proud daddy.
And he
about to go in.
And he does
my son
sign language.
My son.
He plays the piano.
Bop.
That's all due to his moms.
Like, right,
she takes the time to teach him all that. Like when he's with me, that's what you see. It's what we are. Like we're wrestling in the movie. So I don't take credit for that.
Okay.
That's his mom's all day. So because of that alone, I'm grateful and, you know.
Okay.
She's his mother.
Is that your only child?
No, I have a daughter, Brittany. She's 23.
Oh, you were starting early.
16 years old.
Mm.
16. I was wild.
So how? What's the relationship with you and Brittany?
Me and Brittany cool. Oh. I mean, she's 23, so you know
she doing her.
She doing her, and she only call me when she want money.
What's wrong? What else?
That's my but that's my baby. You know.
Okay.
That's my baby. Shout out to her.
What about her mom? Not so much.
Nah, me and her mom haven't spoken in about 10 years.
Wow.
Yeah, we haven't spoken in about 10 years. So.
Why y'all mad for?
I mean, she's mad. I'm not mad at all, but
you wasn't paying.
Of course I was paying.
No, why are you saying of course? Like, I know that.
I mean, I'm going to pay.
You sure that?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I was paying. So it wasn't a money issue?
No, it wasn't a money issue.
And like, I couldn't really see that it was a situation of you not being a good father, because I can't believe that.
You know what, though? To keep it a buck, like, she was 16 when I came. So
he was young.
It didn't start off good.
Okay. And, all right, that's fair.
Most of it was due to me.
That's fair.
Being irresponsible. Mm-hmm. But, you know, as I matured and became a man, I stepped up.
I feel
you. You know, did what I had to do. But it started off shaky. I'm not going to front like it was, you know, I was father of the year from the daughter.
I understand that. I respect that. Oh, okay. Also, we learned not too long ago that you had a little health scare.
Yeah.
You had a little health scare. You had put your blood pressure on the Facebook.
I never forget the number, 192 over 124.
Oh, my God. That is, that's a walking heart attack.
Yeah, exactly. So the doctor told me I was approaching 300 pounds.
So what you doing now different?
Well, I'm eating better.
As far as what?
As far as letting the pork go.
So you not having no pork after the show?
I got the good
sage sausage though.
And I wish I could, because it smells good, but I want to live.
Yeah, we still be swanning it up in here. We still be swanning it up. All right, so you not going to eat no pork. What else you don't eat?
I don't do nothing with cholesterol, like yellow eggs.
Okay. He said eggs. Only white eggs?
Yeah, only white eggs. Okay. You know, I only do sugar in my coffee.
Okay.
But, you know, I used to have Pepsi with my breakfast.
Why are you sweating like this? You made me feel like you wasn't eating.
It's hot down here. Like,
is it hot or is it me?
Nah, it's hot down here. Okay. Like, it is hot, you know?
And so, let me ask you this. What about the fried foods?
Nah.
No fried foods?
And, you know, I miss my fried pork chops. I miss my fried chicken.
You don't eat fried chicken?
Nah.
Who else was just sucking out there and eat fried chicken? Torre? He's wildin'.
Nah, that's heart disease. All that stuff build up, so I'm not trying to...
Mac and cheese?
Nah, no more mac and cheese.
What you ate for dinner last night?
What did I have for dinner last night? I had...
Don't start lying.
No, I'm going to tell you what I had for dinner last night. I had a vegetable...
Glass of water?
I had a vegetable slice of pizza.
Oh, you thought you was doing healthy because it was some vegetables on the pizza? You still had that white bread.
I was on the run. I had to do what I had to
Okay, what you had for breakfast yesterday morning?
Yesterday morning, I had a fruit salad.
I don't believe you. How your pressure doing now?
My pressure is great. I wouldn't know because I was just in the hospital for pneumonia and they took my blood pressure. It was like,
It's funny that you said that.
Let's do it.
It's funny that you was talking about your pressure because...
I mean, you might have me a little nervous right now.
I don't know if you're doing what you're supposed to be doing.
Let's get it.
Hey, P, I don't know if you're doing what you're supposed to be doing. So, I took it upon myself. You know what I'm saying?
Shout out to Marissa. This is what she does also.
Okay, I just took it upon myself to make sure that, you know, you wasn't up here lying.
Let's get it.
And talking about stuff that... So, in the meanwhile, while I check this, let's talk about some things that's going on in... Let's talk about some current events.
This feel like a lie detector test.
Yeah, look. Let's get this going on right now. And see what's good because...
Let's see what's good.
I feel like lies be spewing.
Okay, well, it ain't gonna be 192 over 124. That's all I care about.
But anyway, so let me ask you, AP. You saw the last Love & Hip Hop?
Yeah.
What you thought about that?
Well, I'm not a big Love & Hip Hop watcher. Mm-hmm. So I always think that is crazy. But this one right here was extra crazy.
Why? Because Mimi was coming out?
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of people was hitting me up talking about that new Love & Hip Hop with Mimi and her new boo, Chris. Yeah. And you see how they tried to build it up with my
like
new love,
crazy.
Making us think that, you know, Chris was a man or whatever.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I'm not feeling...
I call it gay for pay. Like, I don't think she's serious about that either.
I think that Nene is desperately trying to seek a storyline. I was calling my producer, you know, the sergeant of the donut patrol over there, and asking how she felt. You know, Kim, she a L word too.
Yeah,
so,
I know.
You know about that? She a L word. So I wanted to know how she felt about the authenticity of the L wordness going along. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And you wasn't really feeling that, right? First of all, why he's what I don't like is I think they trying to capitalize off of these gay relationships because, and it's not new. We already saw Milan and the other dude. What's the other dude? We saw that and Erica Mena and Sin.
Yeah.
So what's this supposed to be, an ongoing thing now?
I mean, if that's what's hot, I mean, they are on TV.
Yeah, so but I mean, is hot. It hot? I mean, like, as a man, maybe that the lesbian stuff kind of, dang, he getting napkins and stuff. He's sweating like that.
Thank you.
The blood pressure machine kind of malfunctioned a little bit, so we're going to have to start this over.
Oh, man, I broke it, see?
You probably did. But anyway, yeah. So as a man looking at these two gay women on TV, you like that? Like that's something.
I'm not mad at it.
Oh, I feel you. If they decent looking.
Get it how you live, you know?
But it's fake.
Of course it's fake.
So how do you feel about that? Like, are you still like, oh, I ain't mad because this is something to look at?
I'm not a big watcher, so I won't live and die by it. I just wish it was real. But reality TV is not real anyway. So we live
with
that.
Some parts of it is real.
I don't know what parts of it.
Yeah, we don't. That's the problem. That's the problem.
But we all know that part right there is not real at all. This out of nowhere.
And then Stevie J gonna come and make it a comment as to he don't appreciate how she coming out with this lesbian relationship. Wasn't he doing like her jostling him in the bed and all of that?
Yeah.
So it was okay then, but it ain't okay now.
I mean, that's how it works. That's the double standard.
But then he said that he doesn't feel that she's fit to be a good mother doing that, you know, slobbing on TV and everything. But don't he have 6 kids by 4 baby mamas? I don't understand how these things are.
Most people do. So I mean. And again, it's good for TV for him to say some mess like that because it's going to keep it running. So.
I'm just going to say something might not be right, and I pray to God that this ain't right. But this is talking about 2/2/134.
Oh, nah.
Do we need to call a paramedic up in this bitch?
I'd be dead right now. I wouldn't be able to see. I'd be messed up. I'd be dead right
now. I don't
now,
think something is right. You know what? Let me zero this out.
That's definitely a malfunction.
Let me zero this out. Yo, get 911 on speed dial just in case. Also, what's going on is that Tisha Campbell.
Now, that's crazy.
What, speak on that, God.
$15 million in the hole.
What you feel about that? I feel like they a fraud, too.
Of course, I mean, filing for bankruptcy don't necessarily mean you broke. We all know that. It just means that you don't want to pay your bills.
Okay.
So, I mean.
You filed for bankruptcy before?
Nah, not at all. I wish I could, but I'm not going to.
Folks do it all the time.
People do it all the time.
But let me ask you something. Speaking of money and stuff like that, I never asked you, what do you do for a living?
Well, I'm a receptionist.
Okay. What type of con?
It's hard for people to believe that, you know, me being who I am. But yeah, I'm a receptionist.
For what type of firm?
For a private equity firm.
Oh, okay. So you like in the front?
Yeah, dead in the front.
For real?
You see when you walk in.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And how long you been doing that?
About 4 years now.
You like it?
I love it. I'm
really?
A people person, so, and then I meet a lot of influential people.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, because of my personality and the way that I treat them when they come, I get gifts and all types of stuff. I meet a lot of celebrities.
Oh, you like that part?
I love
that part. The part of the gift?
Of course. And, you know, Christmas time is always.
Bonus?
Of course.
Oh, I feel you.
Of course, you know.
I never knew that about you.
Yeah.
Because I be wondering, you know, you be on the gram and stuff all suited up.
And
I'll be like, where
and booted,
you going? Where you know? Going?
I'm going to work.
Oh, all right. Just need to know that. All right, so anyway, back to Tisha. So Tisha's 47. And Dwayne.
Yeah, she's that old?
What the fuck?
No. I mean not not old as in an old person. I didn't think she was 47 years old.
You think your question high now? You gotta watch your damn mouth.
No, I didn't think she was 47 years old. I'm not saying that old as in 47 is old. I didn't think she was 47. Like, time fly. We were just watching her as a teen.
Okay, so how old she looked to you?
Late 30s.
That's a compliment, Tisha.
She looks
I don't really agree with that neither, but all right. So anyway, Tisha and Dwayne got 2 Range Rovers and a brand new Jeep Wrangler. Okay, just wanted to let you know. Just want to put that out there.
They do hang out with Will Smith.
They got 15.
A lot.
They got
so.
Okay. That's another thing. They got $15 million in debt. Why, good? Do you not hit up Will and Jada and be like, it's
a
situation?
We about to find out just how deep that relationship go right now.
Matter of fact, you don't even gotta ask. Ain't that just a phone call? Well, what you need? Why you on the gram talking about?
I mean, maybe hanging with them put them $15 million in debt. Sometimes you try to
keep up with the Joneses.
Try to hang out, you know.
I hope they not like that. I really hope. I don't look at them.
They
like
always
that.
Strike me as that couple though. Like, what? Like they never fit into the picture. Like, you got Will and Jada, then you got Tisha and Dwayne. It's like, what? that don't fit.
It don't match.
Yeah.
Ooh. Oh. What are you implying, Casey? What are you implying?
Well, yeah, I hear that.
You
they
seem
need
to know
to.
A lot about the swinging life. Are you trying to tell us something? You know, there's something that every time we do shows, she mad private. She don't be wanting to tell her business. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to pull stuff out of her. Why is it like that?
Some people just private and guarded.
Well, they got to get over that, especially being up on this show. So they only got $313,000 in assets, so they claim. Your lip twisted. What's that about?
We all know better than that. Like.
Okay. And that includes over $300,000 in personal and real estate property, including the 3 cars, 5 motorcycles, and a house.
It's 2 of them. What do you need 3 cars for?
Because one, when you dressing up.
When you going out with Will and Jada.
When you going out with Will and Jada.
I hear that. Well,
and the other one, when you going to ShopRite.
God bless him.
$300,000 for all of that stuff? $300,000?
$300,000.
Okay.
15 in the hole.
Then after they put out this quote, she goes on Twitter and she makes a joke and she says, hey, anybody got a nickel?
Yeah, I saw that. I thought that was kind of crazy.
I don't understand.
But that's what people do when they doing damage control. First thing they do is go on Instagram and Twitter. And the tweets are not there no more.
Oh, they were deleted?
Of course they were. Mm. And so that's not going to look good to the lawyers.
Court paperwork suggests that the couple earned over $7,600 a month. Okay? But they were spending over double that, nearly $17,000 a month.
Makes sense. Makes sense. That's how we do it.
Then you got Tisha on Dr. Ken.
Yeah, I heard about that.
You saw that?
It hadn't been picked up yet, so...
Okay.
It's only bust so much
money.
So they
talking about Tisha Campbell make $42,000 a month from Dr. Ken's show.
So how you in the hole?
$42,000 an episode. I'm sorry, not a month, an episode. Okay? And she was trying to hide that money to, you know, with this whole bankruptcy situation. And then Dwayne...
His husband's a Hollywood.
Correct. They got picked up for a 5th season.
Yeah, they did.
I don't understand. Where's the brokenness coming from? They sound like they doing a whole lot better than the average.
They call that the Kansas City Shuffle. You look left, they sleep right. You know what I mean?
So what's she on? Dr. Ken. She got Martin Residuals. She got My Wife and Kids or something like that, kids, right? Yeah. What the... I ain't buying it.
Yeah, they fronting. You know, but you know, a lot of people think bankruptcy means you broke.
You know what I was thinking about when Gina came out with that? Why I keep calling this girl Gina?
Because that's how we see her. Like, that's her most famous role. So
when she came out with, you got to push.
She got a new video out now. I mean.
Yo, I heard about
that. Bread.
Lazy Bitch.
Yeah, that's the name.
You got that?
Lazy Bitch.
You saw that video?
Yeah, I saw the video.
It's a train wreck.
She don't look right no more.
No.
I mean, it is what it is, at least to me. There's a time I used to be like, I would just want her. Now it's like.
Why are you popping your head to this? What?
Which is all you need these days.
Don't you think this a little Beyonce-ish a little bit?
It's, yeah, of course it is.
You out of order. What is that? I don't like that, Gina.
I thought it was Foxy Brown when I first heard it, actually.
No. Anybody who whoever if y'all didn't hear that joint Lazy Bitch that she put out, she got a vid for that and everything. It is terrible. B-U-L-B-L-E.
That's how you end up 15 million debt. No trash.
God. I think it's time for Gina to reinvent. Yo, you know what I was watching that I was liking? Black Girls Rock. Okay. Why are you just shaking your head?
The intro was great.
The intro was amazing.
Tracy Ellis Ross.
All right, so let me just put this out there about Tracy Ellis Ross. Tracy Ellis Ross is banging.
Yes, she is.
She got it going on.
Yeah.
Did I see any comments from the L words over there?
Yeah.
You don't think she's banging?
Oh, man.
What's your issue? Your issue was what? The face? Because you can't have no issues with the body. Her body is smoking.
Look, she's trying not to get in trouble.
Let's talk.
Yeah, I mean, okay, I get it.
You know what I'm saying? Her body is banging. I think she is a phenomenal comedic actress.
I think so too.
And she did her thing, yeah, especially the part that I like when she was talking, when she did the thing with her mother.
Yeah,
you know what
that
I mean?
Was crazy.
She looked just like her.
Just like her. And Diana's still all right too. Diana's Diana a good MILF, huh? I'm not mad at that.
Well, listen. I saw a picture of Diana Ross recently, and she had a little pow-pow. I don't know. I mean, I got a pow-pow, too, but I mean.
With some pow-pow. Pow-pow.
You just lift it up?
Yeah. Push it to the side.
You are so nasty. So, Beverly Bond is a DJ.
Yeah, I know.
And for all the people who don't know, has created this movement, Black Girls Rock.
Which is great.
I think it is great. And I think it's positive. And I really just overall enjoyed the show. Yeah. But of course, being the person that I am, there was some parts that I didn't like so much.
Those must have been the parts that I turned from.
All right. So, Hillary Clinton. Did you know that Hillary Clinton came out and said a little speech?
No, she did?
Yeah.
To Black Girls Rock?
to Black Girls Rock.
Whoa.
She was a special guest. Okay. And it was pretty much not a good part of the show for me. It was very boring.
What'd she say?
It would sound like a political speech.
Of course it.
We have to stand together.
I was just about to say. You ever notice how she get that?
We are black girls who rock. Oh, I forgot I ain't black.
She.
No, I'm lying about that part.
Oh, I'm about to say she really said that?
No, I'm lying.
Oh, Hillary reached, huh?
No.
She went for it.
But it sound like.
Whoa.
I mean, you can put them in. We do this after the show. Okay.
We do this after the show.
She went for it. What's the numbers on that?
Nah, I zeroed it out. Oh, okay. We do this later. I don't want to do that. But she was up there and she was kind of preachy and she was sounding like she was at one of her campaigns. And
yeah, she does get Martin Luther King-ish with her speeches now. She'll draw her words out. We are here.
And then it appeared that everybody was standing up and giving it a standing ovation, but I think that was edited. I don't think that really happened. I honestly don't. They look like they was bored to death.
You had Hillary Clinton at Black Girls Rock. That didn't.
But is that supposed to be some type of accomplishment? Like we.
To the point where giving a speech at Black Girls Rock.
That's
is...
dope.
For her.
Apparently it is. Apparently it is. I'm sure some people really sat home and were like, "Oh, I'm voting for Hillary. Hillary is at Black Girls Rock." Some people, all you gotta do is show up to a black event and you get the black vote.
Well, I don't really think that we as black women are that. Stupid that we gonna just go for that because Hillary.
So, it's kind of insulting that they even went for that.
Well, I don't think we went for that.
Just go to Black Girls Rock.
I don't think we went for that. I think we got it. We was just looking at her make a fool of herself.
But they let her on the stage.
So.
Exactly. Right. So it says something. She might have wrote a check. Money talk.
That's a good point. Shonda Rhimes was given the award. Do you watch Scandal and all that?
No,
me neither.
I don't do Scandal.
You do
I know
Scandal?
She's the writer though. She's the creator.
Oh, okay. Never heard of it. I never knew that Shonda Rhimes. Oh yeah.
She did all that?
Yeah, and I never knew that she did Grey's Anatomy.
Yes.
Yeah, I just found that out too. Well, I mean,
she
did kind of earn her props. Like,
she's a creator.
That's dope.
So, yeah, and you know what? Not for nothing. I felt that she looked damn good.
She did.
She did. She really did.
I didn't know who she was, but I was like, hey.
Yeah, she looked good.
She's all right.
It was like one of those proud moments when Shonda went up there.
Look good, sister.
Another moment that happened that I wasn't so proud of.
What was that?
Lauryn Hill. All right, so are we going to, everybody just in this industry is going to act like we're going to just ignore that Lauryn Hill was going through something?
Well, we love our train wrecks, don't we?
Listen, I don't want it to happen.
The
like
biggest
this.
Selling artists are the dead ones and the ones. I mean, why not?
I mean,
we just waiting for the crash.
I don't want anybody to get this wrong because the miseducation of Lauryn Hill was like the
still
greatest freaking
ever.
I understand that. It's like, you know, when you had your bite of that first fried pork chop sandwich.
It was like, yes.
It was hot. You understand? It was crunchy.
Was crazy.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, of
like,
course.
And even though you don't eat pork anymore, you still have that feeling of that first pork. That's like the miseducation of Lauryn Hill.
Where's it going now?
So she goes up there and she does this. I don't even know what the hell it was.
Sped up version of.
It was like a couple of songs from the album sung along to a band, and it was real bandy, you know, if you like that type of thing.
You know what, though? And I've seen worse from Mariah.
What? You what do you mean? What?
Have you ever seen the acoustic show that she might come up and do?
I don't know. I'm gonna be the first one to go out on the limb and say I ain't feeling her right now, because everybody is just riding right now, and everything that she put on, they gonna just say, "Oh, I love Lauryn Hill." I don't like it.
Her makeup has always been horrible since she went crazy. I mean, that's the crazy makeup.
I wasn't mad at the short natural. I wasn't mad at that. But the makeup was crazy.
Yeah, the makeup was.
The outfit was crazy. Right now. Like, not for nothing, but I think Lauryn needs some type of intervention. Something. She need to talk to somebody. She not right all the way. What? Why are you quiet? You disagree?
Nah, I mean, I've been saying this for a while, though, and I used to get...
Who are you saying it to? Because everybody seemed like they on that same Lauryn bandwagon.
And I get kicked off the block all the time.
Oh, people be going ham?
Because people are going to hold on to who Lauryn Hill was.
Listen, I'm not taking nothing away from her craft. I ain't taking nothing away from her genius.
Yeah, but she's losing it.
I'm just not feeling her. And another thing, can you make some new music?
No, she's not going to do that.
Well, why not?
Why tarnish what she's already done?
How do you know it's going to be tarnished?
We just said she was crazy. We just said... Do you really
the craziest crazy, people make the best stuff. Look at Kanye.
Yeah, that's true.
Right? And listen, if his life was if his life was totally normal, do we want to hear that music? Mm-hmm. This is what I'm saying.
Yeah,
I make train wreck music, so I get it. I wasn't feeling it. That's all. Gladys Knight also got an honor. I wasn't mad at Gladys Knight.
That's like Gladys's 50th honor, though.
Listen.
Okay.
She still should be honored. What she's accomplished was, it can't be compared.
First how many all, times are you going to honor somebody
you
for accomplishing?
You hating.
There's new Gladys, icons. No.
First of all, let me tell you something about that legend.
Okay.
Gladys has a voice where it can be a million generations could happen and no one would ever sound like her.
Okay.
The same thing with Aretha. You can say what you want about Aretha, but that voice can never be duplicated.
Nah, it won't be right.
Now,
right about that.
But what I had a problem with Gladys was she went up there and she started singing her own songs, and I ain't really appreciate. Yo, Gladys, this your night.
They should have got somebody to come through.
Had them broads go up there and sing for you.
Maybe she wanted to.
I don't care what she wanted. This is not what we do when we be honored.
Yeah, you're right. Sit down, Gladys.
I don't care if your hand picked them. You should have said, you give me Brandy, Monica, and Jasmine Sullivan, and you have them go up there and you have them sing to me.
Maybe she felt like they wouldn't have done her song justice.
That's a good point. That's a good point. But I will say, as far as Gladys, you probably feel she doesn't need another honor, but I wasn't mad at her being honored. I thought she looked damn good.
Yeah, she did look good.
I thought she looked
Gladys
good.
Gladys gonna look good.
Yeah, and you know, that's pretty much what I gotta say about. Oh, what about this new chick, Andra Day?
Who? Like,
you do or don't?
I do.
Oh, you don't know who that is?
Who is that?
Andra Day is what's she? I rise up. I rise to the day.
Okay, all right. I know exactly who you're talking about.
I
didn't know her name.
Yeah. I like her.
She's hard.
Her voice sound kind of crazy.
I like it. She's hard.
All right, now you talk. Going too far.
Yeah, you did reach.
Speaking of Rihanna, you know Rihanna got an award. She got a rock star award. Why are you mad now?
No,
let me just tell you something before. Yo, you don't gotta be tight-lipped here. You say what you feel.
I like Rihanna.
I like Rihanna too. And I'm gonna tell you the honest truth. I get a little defensive when people try to go in on Rihanna.
Why?
Because Rihanna is a rock star. Rihanna
is in every sense of the word.
And you know what the best thing I like about Rihanna is she don't give a
she don't care.
She doesn't care about anything.
She on the ground, she roll up a weed, she posing. Oh.
What did Rihanna have on?
Nothing.
Rihanna had on a shirt with no pants. That's what she had on. She had on a shirt with no pants and a fur. The fur was ridiculous, beautiful.
Yeah, that fur was crazy.
Yes.
I mean, that's how we like to see Rihanna. I wouldn't mind Rihanna.
You got a problem with Rihanna, though?
No, I have no problems with Rihanna whatsoever. Me being a guy, I love Rihanna.
So who else we got up there? Oh, another thing I gotta say. Jasmine Sullivan. What are you getting mad for?
Because I heard a lot about...
Okay, tell me what you heard.
I heard that her performance wasn't good.
Okay, what else you heard?
That's about it. That's what I care about is her performance.
Okay, let me just
where did
say
they,
this.
Where did they find her at?
Let me tell you something. This is part of the reasons why I don't have no friends in this industry. Okay? Because I can't hold this stuff inside. But let me just tell you. All right. Jasmine Sullivan. This is critics' opinion. Her voice is amazing.
Yeah, she can definitely
blow. Okay. Jasmine can blow.
She can blow.
I just want to say this. And I'm feeling her. And I've felt her songs in the past. And I ain't even going to lie. I actually made a purchase. Yeah, I'm going there with it. Okay. I'm going there with it. There's a couple of people that I would say like in my top five greatest. I ain't saying she in my top five.
But
I ain't saying that. But I'm just saying like, all right, she could probably be like 8.
Really?
Yeah, I like her like that.
Uh-oh, okay.
No, I like 8? Her like that. She might be in the 8. Like, I got some.
Not all time, just 8 right now.
8 right now.
All right.
8 right now.
All right, you got it.
I'm feeling Jasmine overall. I'll blast her stuff in the car, you know. And like I said, I have purchased her stuff in the past. But you know the butt is coming. I ain't like that outfit, Jazz.
Yeah, she was.
I ain't like that. At Jasmine, first of all, she was a little bit on swole. And don't get me wrong, because,
she looks a lot more swole than she was in the past.
Well, here's the thing. She was a pretty big girl. She lost a whole bunch of weight. Then, after she lost all that weight, she gained it right back again. It kind of did like how Kelly Price did it.
When it comes back, it comes back with a vengeance.
Yo, food is real out here.
Who you telling?
Food is really real. And like
Jasmine apparently love her,
yo,
her thing.
You got to check that meat, yo. Oh, all right. So, look.
check that pork.
Yo, don't let that pork let burn. It's going to be a problem in here. But anyway, look, I'm a little on swole myself. You know what I'm saying? I'm not fit, slim and trim. Like, you know, all these. Whatever. But I think that, you know, how she had her boobs leaking all out the top. I really wasn't feeling that.
It's hot right now.
And she looked like she was ready to go to war because she was armored up. Like, she was.
That thing.
Yo!
Yeah. She did have the Donkey Kong back.
What?
She did have the Donkey Kong back. I said, wow, yo.
She did.
I said, Jasmine, like, she was doing some pull-ups.
Yo, I feel like, okay, how about this? It should be, let's women get together and make a rule for ourselves as far as the boobage is concerned. Okay? Let's hear me out and let me know if this sounds cool to you.
Right.
How about any woman that has over a D cup, don't spill them out. Tell me, what do you think? You think a E, a F? What you think is...
E and F is too much.
First, like, cover that up. That's what I feel.
And I'm a boob guy. Like, okay. I love me some boobs.
You like boobs more than booty?
Yeah, I do.
You do?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes, I'm a big... Yes.
Okay. So, just good to know. Yes.
But E and F is too much. Even for a boob guy like
E me. And F is like now we entering the fat zone, right?
Yeah, you
so now it's not booby no more. Now it's kind of like fat,
it's
right?
Too much. It's
okay, so when all of that is spilling, that kind of remind me too of Aretha Franklin, how she be spilling her boobies over too. It's too much. Like, can I don't like that. Right,
I mean, they got a whole Aretha up though.
Listen.
They got... those things like back
I don't
to
got
put,
a problem. I don't got a problem with big boobs.
Okay.
Okay? That's you. That's you.
Okay.
I don't need all of them out.
Especially when they on their neck. Like, Jasmine's joints was on her neck.
Yes.
They did look bad. They did
the
look
whole
bad.
Boob was out except the nipple. And I really wasn't feeling that. I wasn't feeling it. I felt like she could have did a better job as far as styling was concerned.
Well, her stylist could have did a better job.
Well, she okayed it.
Of course she did.
Okay, well, we don't
know.
Rihanna
was there that night. So, you know what I'm
Listen,
saying?
I was just talking to my daughter's... beautician yesterday, and we were talking about stylists and stuff like that, and I explained to her that, shout out to Tahira if she's out there watching, but I just want to say that when I was signed to Warner Brothers Records,
all right,
Warner Brothers had constantly tried to make me something that I wasn't. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They constantly was like, you should wear the high heels and you should wear the fitted dresses. And, you know, it was times when they've called me in the middle of the night and said, yo, you actually did this interview with freaking XYZ and you didn't have on no makeup. Are you crazy? Like, you can't do this. And I just want to be me. So what I'm saying to you is that somebody who came to her with that armor or whatever it was, she had the power to shut it down. You know what I'm saying? You don't have to succumb to what everybody else is doing.
Donkey Kong's back is in. So.
Sometimes it's all right to go a little bit to the left when everybody is going right. It don't hurt nothing.
You don't have to follow the crowd.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. And as far as Lauryn Hill is concerned, sometimes she go a little bit
She's
too
not
far.
Following nobody.
Right. She's going. Yeah.
Lauren's going her own lane.
But yeah, that's all I really had to say. It was some other things that I could have mentioned in Black Girls Rock, but I think we touched on that enough. How about Janet Jackson?
Janet, get the people their money back.
What is... Well, I don't know. I'm hearing mixed things. I'm hearing that Janet said that she didn't have no problem giving people their money back. So what's all of this? Who's spewing these lies?
Some people are saying, because the site actually was saying, upon request, you get your money back.
Who was saying this? Janet's like, I never said that. First of all, Janet comes out and she puts out this video saying that, first of all, she was laid back on the bed holding.
Yeah, I thought that was kind of wild.
I don't like that. I don't like that, Janet. I don't like that.
Did you peep the nose, though? The nose kind of fell back with the face.
It did?
Yeah. The nose. She like a skeleton for a second.
Oh, God. You know, I ain't like them glasses.
Okay. Huh?
What was the glasses about?
She's Janet Jackson.
Oh, They weren't needed. She doesn't need them to really see.
Of course not. But she's Janet Jackson. I'm about to make a big announcement. Let me look like...
It was a little creepy to me how she was laid back. I just want to let everybody know.
That's how she sings,
that
too. Real breathy.
I didn't forget about you. Me and my husband are working on a family. You'd be glad to know. I don't like that. It was just too creepy. It's so many Janet Jackson.
She should have just released a statement.
Why is it so secretive? Are you having a baby or aren't you?
Because that keeps people interested.
Why are we interested? We just want our bread.
She's still an entertainer. Of course, we want our bread. But you got people that actually care. I never understood why people even cared why celebrities were pregnant, why they're getting married.
That's
a life event.
I'm going to go a step further. Why are we acting like this is her first baby? What are you talking about? Like, this is not your first baby. Yeah. Everybody knows that you have another baby out here. Like, we're supposed to be all up and excited because, you know, you... How old is Janet? 49?
Yeah, the DeBarge baby.
Like...
Janet, they're still denying it. Little girl looks just like Janet.
Listen, Janet said that she has no problem giving people their money back.
Well, let's get it.
You bought a ticket?
No, my girl did.
You know what? Good night. No, she did.
Yeah, she did.
For real?
Yeah. She love her some Janet Jackson.
So she's supposed to be having a baby. And if she is, Janet, God bless you. That's all I can say.
Yeah.
And I just wish people would stop spreading that rumor around. Let's move a little bit forward to Black Rob.
He's still in the news?
No, not woe Black Rob. I'm talking about Rob and Black China.
Oh.
Yeah, what's going on with that?
Now that.
That's woe?
That is whoa. That wedding invitation, that's going to be crazy. That wedding's going to be crazy.
All right, first of all, let's talk about this. Do you think this relationship is real?
No, of course not.
Why not? I believe it, by the way.
If it's real, then it's real crazy. If it's real. It's real bananas. Because...
We're talking about Rob Kardashian, for all who don't know about it. Yeah, Rob Kardashian. Under a rock right now. And Black China, which is the baby mama to...
Tiger.
Okay, I was about to call him Tigger. Thank you.
Who's dating...
Kylie Jenner.
Kylie Jenner, Rob's sister.
And Black China is also the best friend
of
Amber Rose.
Amber Rose, who's Kanye West. That wedding is going to be crazy.
China look?
How does...
I'm Marissa, it's okay. Big, he just.
No, but you know what? Don't meet me,
Marissa. don't.
Because she will go see her.
All right, go ahead.
So, but I'm not for all the fake. She doesn't look good to me.
No.
I'm not for all the fake everything.
I think she's a nice looking girl. You don't think so?
If that's her face,
I don't think she got no work done on her face.
Old picture of her.
Yeah, I think she's a pretty girl.
She's pretty in the face, but the fake everything, I'm not. Yeah, I'm not for that. At all.
There's a lot of dudes that's going for the fake booties, but you're not feeling her booty? No. There's a picture that KC had sent me about her with this fake booty or whatever, and it was real lumpy on one side.
Yeah, it looks some days it looks uneven.
Some days?
Yeah, some days, because she's always putting up a picture.
I think it was
some
backup fluid. Sometimes it gets a little
maybe it just
clumpy.
Shifted. Maybe she was sitting in the car and it shifted.
But anyway, overall, I think that she's a nice looking girl. And right now, what she's trying to do is she's trying to help Rob Kardashian lose a significant. Do Marissa help you try to get yourself back in order?
No.
And, you know,
I mean,
put you on a scale and
no,
say.
No, she takes my blood pressure.
Oh, okay.
And tells me what to eat and what not to eat.
Because sometimes we need
she
that.
She's a nurse, so she wants me to live.
A nurse?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's in the medical field.
I'm watching you.
Got my own personal. You know,
all right, we don't need to know all that. All right, so anyway, Black Rob is 248 pounds.
He said he's 50 pounds away from his goal.
Okay, and I think that she loves him and cares about him enough to help him reach that goal. You feel otherwise,
yeah,
sir?
Yeah, I do. I really feel like
she's
this relationship is she's an opportunist, and she's also messing with Tiger.
Nah, I don't believe that.
I think she's doing that to take shots. Why would she
get I'm sorry. I misunderstood you. I thought you meant smashing Tiger.
No. I mean to...
Like, just to irk him.
Yeah, of course. Come on.
Well,
his girlfriend's brother...
But I do feel that she cares about him. I don't know why.
Yeah, as a good friend.
No.
But as
no,
far as
no.
all that, you really think it's dead? Nah. Nah. You can't sell me that. I'm sorry.
No.
Nah. Nah. I really think she's doing that to really mess with this dude.
Well, I bought her a 7-carat ring. That's a pretty big ring. Did you see it?
She put it down. She earned that ring.
They say that ring is estimated $325,000. That's a nice ring.
That's a great ring. Marissa,
Marissa.
One day, babe.
He gonna get you that. And so now we got Oxycut, them diet pills and stuff. Mm-hmm. They all coming at Rob and trying to get him to get a situation.
She gonna get a cut.
They even willing to change the name Oxycut just to make it personalized for him and call it Oxy Black. Yeah. I think that's dope.
That is dope. That's big. Too.
That's a check.
That's a great check for them.
So, Kris Kardashian is trying to encourage them to get a reality situation.
Of course she is, because that's a check for her, too.
And Blac Chyna is talking about she'll do it for $1 million.
And she going to get it.
You think so?
Yeah, she going to get it.
I think that she should get it.
Especially with the Kardashian name behind it. Yeah.
And think about it. She would be Blac Chyna Kardashian.
Oh, man.
Tell me about a thorn in his side.
Yeah. Oh, that's going to kill him. It's going to kill him. Mm. Amber Rose coming to the wedding.
TMZ was in the airport a couple of days ago, and they saw Kanye walking in the airport, and they asked him about the wedding and how he felt about it.
He's all for it. All for the craziness.
He said he wasn't invited, so he can't really comment on that.
I didn't know that part.
Yeah, that's kind of.
Yeah, because Amber coming. Can't have that.
Very interesting.
The best friend is coming. Brother-in-law, you got to sit down.
But you know what I was thinking? Kanye had that weird little circle with how, remember Amber and Kim was trying to be friends again and all of that? Like, what's
that's
that about?
I don't know. That's what I mean. Like, this whole thing is... I don't know.
I guess... I guess that's that Hollywood stuff. That Hollywood stuff that I...
Only in Hollywood.
I don't get.
That's not happening in the hood.
Yo, another thing I want to talk about before we go is... KC, you watched the show Blood, Sweat, and Heels that you was telling me about. I never saw the show a day in my life, but I heard that a young lady by the name of Daisy Llewellyn had passed away from liver cancer.
Oh, man.
She was only 36 years old. This story really, really touched me. She passed away on Friday, April 8th, and she made a name for herself in the fashion industry.
Yeah,
did you ever watch this show before?
I never watched the show, but I always heard a lot about her. Apparently,
she's
a really
her.
Big loss.
Yeah. Very beautiful girl.
Very beautiful. She was loved, too. Like, I could tell she touched a lot of people.
Right, and not feeling good.
Yeah, so she never said anything that she was sick or anything?
No, she did.
Oh, okay.
She helped, She held positions at Essence, Glamour, InStyle. She was a style expert, and she actually published her own book in 2010. Wow. It was titled Never Pay Retail Again. Shop smart, spend less, and look your best ever. And in March in 2015, she had an interview with Madame Nori, and she told them that she had stage 3 cancer in her bowel ducts. And, you know, I just want to say shout out to, or rest in peace, to Daisy Llewellyn, because that story kind of touched me a little bit. Rest in peace to Daisy. Never married, never had no children. But I'm tired of every single week I got to do a rest in peace. It's starting to get on my nerves a little bit.
Take care of yourselves, people.
And you know what? You got to take care of yourself, too.
I'm on it.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm on it.
I'm gonna actually follow up with my viewers about your blood pressure when I get off the when I get my blood pressure machine right, because I'm watching you.
That's love right there. I appreciate you.
And I'm gonna make you some turkey sausage today.
Thank you.
And I'm gonna hold off on the pork for you, because I know you're trying to do right, and I don't want to be a bad influence.
I'm trying. It's a struggle, but I'm on it.
But before you go, I just want you to let everybody know about, you know, the project. I know you're working on a new project right now. You got a title for that?
Yeah, The Benefit of Pain.
Oh, shit.
It's called The Benefit of Pain.
Okay.
I mean, in a nutshell, you got to go, sometimes you have to go through hell to get to heaven.
I know, that's right.
You know?
I know, that's right.
You know, so, I mean, even people in the gym, when they're working out, you go through a certain amount of pain to get yourself right again.
I feel you.
So, you know,
feel you.
You get a tooth pulled, you don't feel no pain no more. Go through the pain of getting that tooth pulled.
All right, so when should we expect that?
In June. I want to drop it on my birthday, which is June 27th.
Was that a little birthday plug that you just did for yourself?
I mean, no, because
you want
I don't throw any parties or anything. No. I mean, my gift is waking up that morning.
You're getting totally deep. Cool
with that. I mean,
don't start getting deep in here, okay? All right? Okay, every day is your birthday. We
exactly.
get it. All right, so the project of The Benefits of Pain, expected in June.
Yeah,
but in the interim, people can still come out and support that wake-up call.
The wake-up call. I'm still putting out videos of that because, you know, I'm independent. I can do what I want.
Okay.
So I'm still putting out videos of that. I'm still selling that album also.
Okay.
I just like to give fans good music. That's what takes me so long to put music out.
Okay.
I'd rather people say Apocalypse gave us a little bit of good stuff than a lot of garbage.
Okay. I feel you.
So
I feel you.
I'm cool with taking
I'm confident in you. I feel like, you know, things is going to happen for you.
Nah, you
things,
always believe
no,
in
me. No, let
me
tell
like,
you something.
I appreciate that.
Good things happen to good people. And that's the bottom line. And I'm a strong believer in that. And I really feel that. Let the people know where they can find you on the gram and all of that.
Yo, you can find me on Instagram and Twitter on @ApocalypseDDP. Or you can also follow my fan page, Apocalypse. You can also cop the wake-up call on iTunes.
That? That's the wake-up call
and,
right
you
there.
Know,
Apocalypse.
Go out and get that.
Yeah, and y'all check out that officer joint, too, because that's one of my favorite
Mr.
joints.
Officer.
No offense to the Donut Patrol over there. And so, how we looking? We about to wind down right now, right? Okay, well, I had a good time with you today.
Always.
You didn't really, you know, go really deep up into your business like that. You was a little, you reserved a little bit,
I'm
just trying to
get
fall
to know
back
what you
on
ask.
You, because I know, you know, the Cuban girl will go ham on you.
I mean,
this.
She goes ham anyway. You
can, regardless?
Like I mean, we family. You can ask me, you can always ask me anything. I have no problems with that whatsoever.
Okay. Thanks, y'all, for watching the Lachey Show. Please don't forget to keep supporting me at Lachey Show on Instagram, Lachey Show on Facebook, Lachey Show... Yo, where my music, y'all? Lachey Show on Twitter. And if you want to email me or anything from my staff, let me know at LacheyShow@gmail.com. Thanks, everybody, especially today, my guest host, AP.
Thanks for having me. Oh, baby.